It's being called Asheville's version of South by Southwest. The Connect Beyond Festival, April 5th through 7th in downtown Asheville, is described as a dynamic festival experience that highlights exploration and participation just as much as it does entertainment. We're going to talk about it during this latest edition of WNCW's Friday Feature Interview. I'm Paul Foster, and that brings me to my guest, Jessica Thomason, who is founder of Connect Beyond Festival. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
How did this great idea get up and running, the Connect Beyond Festival?
Well, I have been producing festivals and events for over a decade. I wanted to do something that I found a little bit more meaningful and have the opportunity to really get people to connect. I really am a huge fan of music and film, and I love to read. I just love great stories. And so I wanted to see if I could take these different creative disciplines and combine them together.
In some of your promotion for the event, words like engage and a saying like broaden your horizons are used. Expand on that, if you will.
Yes. We have a variety of different programming for people to take part in. And some of the panels are on the creative process, right? So if you want to sort of see the behind the scenes of how to adapt a piece of art from one piece to another, like you want to see how does a book go to being made into a film, you could do that. And then we have other ways of engaging with some of the panels where we have, for instance, a panel on clashing viewpoints. We're at a time in our society and in our communities where we're divided. And so we're going to talk with some people about the best ways to not just have an either or answer to an issue, but where can we find common ground to have a win-win situation with having a discussion with one another that we don't necessarily agree on. There's a little bit of something for everyone in terms of whether you just want to come and be entertained or if you actually want to sort of get a little bit deeper into topics of things affecting our communities today to the actual creative process.
Jessica, I think we need more of that in this day and time. While we want to be entertained, and you're going to provide that, I do like the idea that we can all come together and, as you said, seek common ground because there are so many different point of views with what's going on in society these days. Another thing about this is actually to be compared to the huge and well-known South by Southwest, which, of course, takes place in Austin, Texas each year. How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, I'm okay with being compared to South by Southwest, and I can understand, you know, people always need some sort of way to wrap their head around something to describe it, and so I'm okay with that. You know, we do have the tracks of music, film, and literature, but one of the things that's really different for us is that we're interweaving those disciplines in a lot of ways together and using those forms of art to look at how art can inspire and influence change for us, right? Because inspiration can come from the most unlikely places, and art is always a really great way to start with that.
Let's go ahead and move into the event. It'll be Friday through Sunday, April 5th through the 7th, which is just around the corner. What will be offered when we get to the time for it to get underway, the Connect Beyond Festival?
So we have a variety of programming. First, we have a lot of different film options for people to check out. So we have this really great documentary that's called Bellingcat, which is all about citizen investigative journalism. And it's about a connection of people around the country that are using open source technology to be able to solve all sorts of crimes that are happening throughout the world. And it's like a real life spy movie. So there's things like that movie-wise. There's tons of music, and not just music, but also performances with a little bit of a twist on them. So for instance, we have Bob Boylan from Tiny Desk and All Songs Considered coming and doing an interview with Fantastic DeGrito and River Wireless based on his book, Your Song Changed My Life. We have Kishibashi coming as well, he's got a great new album that's coming out next month, and he's got a song film that he's been working on. Bob is going to talk to him about that while he plays some songs from his new album. We have Rebecca Comerford and Michael Jorgensen from Wilco doing a performance of a new project that they're debuting together. So there's really a lot of options that in that world in terms of music. And then there's plenty of things, like I said, with the panels and workshops. We're starting Saturday morning with Greg Lavoie is doing a workshop called The Power of Passionate Work. He's going to lead this hour and a half workshop for people to do the work that they, to figure out what it is that they really want to be doing, what they're passionate about. So whether it's like something in terms of tweaking something in their personal life, if it's trying to make a step to a career change, he's going to give people tools and resources to be able to do that.
That's a great list, and I wish we had more time to tell the backstory and so many of these individuals. Of course, some of them will be recognized by their name right offhand, but let me mention a couple of others and let you speak on them. Rolling Stone magazine, you have got a senior editor coming into town to participate, and then locally, Asheville's very own Allie Marshall, known for her stories in Mountain Express. So what will she contribute?
Allie is going to be a part of a panel that we're doing that's called Elevate Women. And so as we continue to have these conversations about, you know, how we can keep supporting equality in both just everyday life and in the workplace, we're going to have a conversation about that with a myriad of women about how we can support the quest for equality in our communities and our work. And so it's going to be fun. Somebody from the journalism world, somebody from the film world, somebody from the music world. So it's a mix of different backgrounds and ideas for a shared vision.
Now, we mentioned earlier that it will be in downtown Asheville, but mention some of the venues that will be hosting many of the events.
Sure. So we're going to be at the Fine Arts Theater, the Diana Wortham Theater, and the Orange Peel this year.
Let's remind everybody again, it's April 5th through the 7th, the Connect Beyond Festival, downtown Asheville. Jessica, if somebody wanted to find out more information and go ahead and obtain tickets, how could they do so?
They can just visit connectbeyondfestival.com, where they'll be able to see the full lineup and buy tickets.
Sounds like it's going to be an amazing event. Jessica Thomason, the founder of Connect Beyond Festival, coming April 5th through the 7th in Asheville. Thank you for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
The Friday feature interview of the week, also available as a podcast on our website, wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.